Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I'm going to read to you just a verse to encourage you today before we even get started with our lesson. And it's Luke 1:37, and it says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Believe that on today. And it says, "With God nothing shall be impossible." It didn't say some other words like by God and through God. Yes, we know that those things are possible, but with God means linking up with God, which means there's some responsibility on our part to move and believe. To move and believe, it says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." So I pray that for you today. May God bless you and may He give you the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to move with Him. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. As we embark on this season, help us to remember what Christmas is all about. Yes, we love all the gifts and we love the sharing and getting together with family and friends and eating and being merry, Lord. But we need to remember what Christmas is about, and it is about the birth of Christ, our Savior. You as our Savior, Lord, came down to save us, and Lord, that we are the redeemed, and you said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so," and we say we are redeemed on today. Thank you, Lord, for the redemption in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're still in the book of John, chapter 8, but I want to go over to James chapter 1, and it is verse 13 through 15, because we've been talking a lot about sin. And so let's read that. It says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, his own desire, and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and when sin it is finished, it bringeth forth death." In another part of the scripture it says, "The payment for sin, or the punishment for sin, is death." Sin does pay. It has a reward, and the reward is death. And we've been talking for several days now about sin and freedom and servanthood and truth and all those things. But sin, it just describes it here so perfectly. It says, "We are drawn away by our own lusts, our own desires." And we talked yesterday about commitment, and it's an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. And we feel that, oh, that's in bondage. But you know, when we are drawn away by our own lusts, we become committed to something that actually is not free. It is a prison. When we are drawn away by our own lust, we can have desires in the flesh to do many different things that actually can turn out to be good. There are so many good and wonderful things that we can engage in. But then there are some things that the enemy sets up traps to destroy us. I was teaching this past Sunday in Sunday school about the baptism of Christ, but we were talking about being not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And as we walk through life, there are yokes just very close by us as we walk, looking for opportunities to devour, to take us over, to entangle us again. And so while we're in Christ, we are encouraged not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but we must acknowledge that these yokes are present, and we have to be on guard for them. We have to guard our heart. So we come into this world with a propensity to sin. Adam allowed this to take place, meaning he submitted himself to this. Sin came into the world and death by sin, and we've been fighting it. We have Jesus Christ that gives us freedom, and the enemy has been defeated on the cross, but he is still around. He has yet to be destroyed. He has been defeated, but he hasn't been destroyed. So it's like having something in front of you. Like if you used to be a smoker and you have stopped smoking, but every store you go to still sells cigarettes. It's still there. You have been delivered from smoking, but every time you go to a 7-Eleven or a Circle K or a grocery store, don't really sell them, but other stores, they sell cigarettes, is still present. That's like the enemy is being defeated, but he's still around. Say you used to be very promiscuous. Doesn't mean that now that you've devoted a life of celibacy that you are not going to have sex until you're married. Doesn't mean that there's not still beautiful people around. Those are things that are in your presence or around your midst, but you have to submit your will to God not to be entangled again in them. And so we have to watch that. We are being trained by God to not submit our will to the flesh and not to be entangled in bondage, not to be given in by our own lusts, our own desires of the flesh and our own desires of our mind, but submit our will to God. And we walk through this life so we are not in bondage. We are not enslaved by sin or the flesh, but we are in servanthood of freedom in Christ. Freedom comes with God. And like I said before, it takes a rethinking of your mind, thinking, well, my will, Lord, like I can do what I want. You can do what you want in Christ. But Christ has a kingdom, and inside of that kingdom where the word of God is and the spirit of God, we are free in that kingdom. Coming outside of the kingdom are where dogs are. And ravenous wolves and the enemy seeking and going about as a roaring lion. It's outside of the kingdom. So we have to get ourselves inside of the kingdom. Inside of the kingdom and the spirit of God, where the nature and the presence of God is, and we are free in him. Take some work. That means that we constantly submit our will. We say, Lord, help us that we are not entangled. We don't get ourselves trapped up. I had a vision last night of two spiders, two black spiders. And I have to pray to God to find out what that means. But you know, when I think of spiders, I think of webs. And webs are sticky. And they entrap insects inside of them, and so the spider comes back to them later when he chooses, and he comes and devours them and eats them up. And that is the enemy. He entraps you and he holds you in a trap to seek for an opportune time to destroy you. And the enemy, that's what he seeks, to kill, steal, and destroy. So I say to you, do not be entangled or wrapped into sin so the enemy comes back and destroys you, but be free in God. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. I love you on today. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.